Hey,
good evening, and welcome to LFM on this April the 6th, 2007. we've got quite a show lined up for you, and the pleasant surprise is that Jerome Hill, who previously had a sick note from his mother, has decided that he's going to come play after all. So. It's going to be all live action as per usual. It's a slightly, a bit of an experimental show this evening. You heard him a few weeks back on a bit of a bender, I think. You all when you actually took to the took to your computer the first time. But edit or 3D...
!
T, as he's now for copyright infringement purposes known, is going to be presenting tonight's show. I'm going to have a chat with him in a minute and find out what he's got in store for us. And also, later on, we're going to be very privileged to have back in the studio Sigma, who some of you may remember. I barely can, but played our very first set almost, well, 51 weeks ago, and then had a record bad nicked. We mucked up the recording of her, and I'm amazed that she's going to come back at all, but she's going to be here and pounding it out for us. But
it'd only be right to make a complete pig's ear this time as well.
Yeah, we're gonna muck something up. You can probably all just hear static at the moment. to get on with things, welcome to the show, Ed.
Hello.
Now, you're going to play us some of your own tunes to start off the evening. Generically, how would you describe them?
Well, hopefully not generic, to be honest, but I would sort of describe them as off-the-wall techno, or perhaps wonky techno, as some people like to call it.
Which is something that you and quite a lot of the people that you're playing out with have been, I suppose, working towards making a style that's pretty unique, really, I guess.
It's more... In a sense, it's been more about working against making the style that everyone else seems to be making. I think that techno, there's an awful lot of stuff you can do with, really. Sounds a little bit of a weird thing to say, because it's quite a sort of standard sort of compositional style. But you can go all over the place with it, and people generally don't. And that's always bothered me a bit. So... I just thought taking it another direction wouldn't harm anything, basically.
Oh, crikey, that's my phone. Perfect timing. I'll get that in a minute. Cheers, Tamon. Like you say, it's come out of, older techno styles. What the sort of music that was influencing you?
I'm very much a product of sort of the squat party scene, very much the sort of acid techno side of things, to be honest, which was where things began for me a little bit in London. Shortly after, well, I should say probably about 1997, really, I started getting into all of that. Going to a lot of acid techno raves, and I was thoroughly influenced by that kind of thing. But then along the sides, I was very, very into drum and bass and breaks and other things which my mates weren't particularly, and also decided pretty, and gabber in fact, and hardcore and all sorts of other things which sort of had an influence on me as far as sort of making it sound more interesting, I suppose. So yeah.
Nice. And you're playing at the moment quite a variety of nights that have become sort of regular London numbers. I think Ugly Funk's probably the oldest of those.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, there's another one coming up imminently, in fact. Perfect moment for a plug, I would say. But yeah, I've been playing for Ugly Funk for a long time. I'm not exactly sure how long now. But yeah, mate, sort of all due thanks to Grant, who runs the show there, who also put out my first techno record on Ugly Funk as well. And yeah, Ugly Funk's a great night, and will remain so. I think the next one is
the only slight downside to Ugly Funk that I can remember is, unfortunately, one of the evenings, not through any fault of the promoters, through the fault of the idiot who used to run the club round the back of our studio, but someone got stabbed at one of them.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah, that's true.
Blood all over my van.
Shit. Yeah, that was before I was even around these parts.
Definitely don't let that put you off, though, because, like I say, it's down to very bad running of a venue on behalf of someone who's an idiot.
It was definitely a one-off, that particular moment, which wasn't so good. I believe the night itself that night was particularly groovy, and TSR down, which is unusual around these parts. So, yeah. Oh, the next one will be on the 5th of May, so you should make it down to that, with Cutout and Luke Sanger and Ben Pest and myself and Esther Offi and Jess and Sigma and Sikaflex, Grant the man himself. So it should be a goodie, basically.
Quality. And while we're talking nights, Coin Operated's the other sort of venture that go on in the wonky.
Indeed, it is in that vein. Shared the night with Club Neurotica, which is a corking mash-up room of all sorts of various different things. But yeah, headlining the Coin Operated room on the 26th of May will be Jason Leach, who, in my humble opinion, is writing some of the most sort of innovative sort of techno-sounding rave music at the moment, basically. very talented boy. And Rob Stowe, who we haven't seen out for a little while, or I haven't anyway, and it would be excellent to see what he's got to say about things. Plus various others who are also excellent. The night itself is a great night. So yeah, you should definitely come to that. At a secret East London location, though, I believe. So
mysteriously.
So yeah, if you don't know where that is, then never mind, hey.
are there web addresses that people can find out more about those?
Yes, indeed. Well, there's for CoinOp, there's just a MySpace address, but that'll tell you anything you need to know, which is myspace.com/CoinOperatedRecords, as it is also a record label, and a very good one at that. And then there's uglyfunk.com, which will also tell you of any sort of Ugly Funk goings-ons.
And find one on web spaces. You've got a website.
Oh, I do, yeah, as well, which is constantly under construction, really, but at the moment, yeah, it's www.dirtyspinach.com, and that's pretty much got a load of shit about me on it, basically. A few tracks too.
So we could basically just babble on for for ages like
rambling.
This, but I want to hear some of its tunes, because personally, I've been remarkably underprivileged in there. I've managed to miss just about every gig or set that he's done. The last one due to bloody daylight saving hours. We're not living in World War II anymore. It's just unnecessary altogether. Farmers have got a sweet life as well. There's no argument that says farmers shouldn't have to get up like before the sun comes up. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Anyway,
it's quite right.
That aside, we're going to get some tunes very quickly, but couple more questions. You've been busy. You're all over the place at the moment.
Well, I seem to be. I'm not quite sure how that's happened, to be honest, but yeah, seem to be manoeuvring around Europe quite a lot at the moment. I've just come back from Belgium, where I played a night called Total Techno last weekend, which was actually fantastic. Really very, very good. Great bunch of people. And yeah, due to be heading out to Germany in a couple of weeks' time to play at Midi Tonal Night, which looks to be very, very good fun. I'm going to be playing with Luke Sanger, who's an extremely talented young man also, and various others from the Midi Tonal workstation, And yeah, that should be a corking night. And yeah, Manchester, here and there and everywhere. But yeah, you'll find out about things wherever I'm playing on my site.
So yeah, finally, is there any one particular food product that you'd like to big up before you start playing?
Well, off the top of my head, I would probably like to, although it's actually, you know, I don't know how cool it is to say this, but I would like to big up Heinz Tomato Soup for completely seeing me through at times in the past when things have been pretty tight, and there's been at the back of the cupboard Heinz Tomato Soup, which is bloody great, basically, however synthetic and nothing to do with tomatoes it might be. So that would be it, really.
Right, I think Ed might be in trouble. There's going to be a bag of crisps out there crying its eyes out.
There is, yeah. No, I decided to... Look, right, don't bring up the crisps. I'm trying to ignore crisps at the moment. It's not going to work, but...
I reckon you're going to choke on the next bag you open.
Other than that, would have to be pickled onion Space Raiders, which are impossible to beat on the scale of foodstuffs. They are king.
So that's all said and done. And, well, I say all said and done... Ed's going to play us some tunes, and we're going to hand over the reins to him to present the rest of the acts for the evening. And if you haven't had your fill by the end of then I can tell you now that hopefully season 5 is going to be, he's going to be a regular presenter in the future. So if you like what you're hearing now, keep your eyes peeled on the website, because they will be back with their wonkiness. Excellent. Let's get you
shall
to the
crack
helm
on, shall and, we? Right.
Just work our way around the dials and so forth. You're listening to LFM, and this is going to be Edit.
You're listening to the right station. Stay right there.
My name's Edward, and I'm going to play some music right now. I hope you enjoy it. It should be quite nice to listen to. But if you don't enjoy yourself, then...
Here's a super strategy to use against the robots.
It's not only anthrax that's in the air. Fear has surfaced in a time of uncertainty with terrorism. Anthrax that's in the air. Fear has surfaced in a time of uncertainty with terrorism.
The face of the modern punk. An ugly face to some, but what an eloquent and creative group of individuals they are. Here he's requesting an apprentice punk to be more respectful.
I told you again to this is going to cause trouble.
Now I'm going to add the and here's one I made earlier.
Thank you. two noises to attract my attention.
Tear out one eyeball and place it looking directly into your other eyeball.
Now I'm going to show you how to make one of the most effective breaks of all.
I love for you is ticking clock, Berserker. Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker?
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Then, hello. well, yeah, that was me, and I played some music. That's about it, really.